Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, here we are already in October. We had some unseasonably warm weather in September, which was awesome for us runners and walkers. And this weekend, I'm delighted to be joined by Eileen and Catherine. Our focus for this weekend is going to be on the Arthritis Foundation of Northern New England. And Tom Ringel, the executive director, will be joining me after break. In the spirit of transparency, I am the chair of the Arthritis Foundation Advisory Council, and I've learned so much over the years. Long ago, I participated in the Jingle Bell Runs, which I'll start there. There are three of them, as there have been historically. The first one is December 3rd in Freeport, Maine. Then we have one on December 10th, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And then the last one is in Concord, right here in Concord, December 17th. If you want to register for that, go on arthritis.org/New Hampshire. But historically, I would run on all those races, and through those years would pick up information, and I recognized the importance of it and soon got involved with the Advisory Council and learned a real staggering statistic that more youth in New Hampshire are impacted by juvenile arthritis versus juvenile diabetes. And with that, I thought, let me get engaged. So we have a great Advisory Council. It also takes courageous people to talk about arthritis, because unlike some other illnesses, for example, upcoming in a week, we have the Breast Cancer Walk, which is one of the largest in the United States, and there's a lot of pride in it, and you see a sea of pink, you know, going up towards 89, and we have to have that same amount of pride when it comes to recognizing that, you know, arthritis can be a debilitating illness, and it takes people with courage to talk about it. So with me is Eileen and Catherine Wilder. Catherine, let me start with you. You have it. You've been doing the run for 11 years, the so-called Wilder Group. So tell us your story, and then we'll get into Eileen.
My name is Catherine, and I am 13 years old, and I have had juvenile arthritis since I was 3. I have a type called spondyloarthropathy arthritis, which affects like my tendons and my joints too. So it's kind of different than people think of as arthritis since I'm a kid.
So the fact that you can pronounce that, thank you, because I was going to have trouble with that. So obviously, you know, being a teenager, there's a lot going on for teenagers. How are you able to, deal with the challenges of being a teenager, but also the challenges of JSPA, which is the acronym for what you just said?
I have a lot of help from my family and my friends. Like, school is a very difficult thing for me, but my friends help me with that, and so do all of my teachers, and I have a really big team of people who support me every day.
Thank you. Eileen, let's turn to you, okay? And tell us about the dramatic change that occurred in your life about 20 years ago.
Well, about 20 years ago, I was rear-ended in a car accident, and I sustained what they found to be a torn disc in my neck. And after some treatment in Maine, I was just guarding and guarding more and more. After the accident, I couldn't turn my neck. I was in constant severe pain all the time. And I ended up going to a Miami pain clinic, and I was diagnosed with chronic myofascial pain or myofascial pain syndrome. And it affects the muscles, tendons, ligaments, and the fascia, which is all around the body, all over the body, like a soccer net. And so I ended up with some stretches that I have to do every day, some medication that is working for me, and it's a chronic condition. After that came about, I developed fibromyalgia, which is in the same family. I also have a few other things going on that are more minor, and I also have osteoarthritis. So I'm on disability as of about 17 years ago, and reliant upon my husband, my husband's income, and my identity changed totally. And I've had to learn a lot of acceptance in my new identity and learn why I am here on this earth at this point. So it was an earth-shattering event.
So Eileen Burnell, that is really courageous for you to share this. So what are some of the difficulties your write-up? You mentioned that sometimes not everybody sees the visible part of the pain that you're in, so to speak. And so is it difficult to express the pain that you're in? And are people less empathetic because I can't actually necessarily see an outward sign?
Yes, with invisible disabilities, people think that you look normal. And so therefore, you should act normal and feel normal, but we don't. And it's other people who have the same or similar feelings who can help us all share the words so that we can help explain it to other people. But in the beginning and even now, a lot of my family members and friends do not understand and don't see why I can't just come up with a simple answer and act normally.
That must be so frustrating. We'll return to you, Eileen, but let me now get back to Catherine. So, Catherine, you're an honor student, and you like to do a number of things. So tell us how you've really, you know, fit in with all of your classmates and how you're making a real good go of it.
Well, I miss a lot of school because of various appointments and just not feeling good. So I have to either like get a tutor or take all of my work home and try doing it at home. So I also have my friends who kind of help me like know what we did in class that day. And usually my teachers are very helpful in that sense.
And you, every year, I see you. So 11 years you've been doing the Wilder Group, and that is for the runs in Freeport, Portsmouth, and Concord. So how many do you expect will be in the Wilder Group this year?
I'm not sure. Usually most of my family members will come and join us, and a lot of my friends and some of other people from, like, either my school or some sort of like after school group that I'm in or like a club, they'll usually all come to support me.
I tell you, it's my favorite though when I see you out there. Like I said, long before I knew who you are and I was just sort of the average runner, not really understanding everything, there you were, and here you are 11 years later still into it. So you are the teen honoree. So what are some of the responsibilities for that? I know you make a speech before the race with me. I know that.
Yeah, I do have to like write up my life story, sort of. Not exactly life story, but my arthritis story. And I have to present that to everyone at the race. And there are, like, different things that I'll be doing to help get the race ready, like this interview, or, like, writing different letters or something for different people for the Arthritis Foundation and things like that.
It's awesome. It's really what makes those three races a success. Okay, Eileen, back to you. So you're also an honoree for the Jingle Bell Run Walk. So will you be with us in Freeport, Portsmouth, and Concord, or are you focusing on one of the races?
Yes, I plan to be at all three. I've been doing Concord for the last several years. Prior to that, I did do Freeport once. I've never done Portsmouth, and I'm looking forward to it. So barring any horrible weather or horrible health conditions, I plan to be at all three.
We never let that stop us. A few years ago in Concord, Tom and I, and I'll introduce Tom Bringo, the executive director, after commercial break, but the day of the Concord race, the day before, there was a huge storm, but that next day we reorganized the course, and we now actually have a better course for that. But so again, for my running friends, I know you all listen. The one in Freeport is December 3rd, and that is in, obviously, Freeport, Maine. It's the biggest of the three. And then we have Portsmouth, New Hampshire, on December 10th, and then we have Concord, New Hampshire, on December 17th. And yes, Eileen, we're pushing it when it's December 17th, but we go on. And the website is arthritis.org. And I know everybody, all my running friends, look forward to these events. And I know that by doing this radio show, we're going to even increase the attendance, which helps with, obviously, the fundraising. So after commercial break, we'll return with Eileen and Catherine and the executive director, Tom Bringle. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Here we are, October 7th and 8th. Big shout out to my friends at Millennium Running for the half marathon that went from Loudoun to Concord. Big success last weekend. And we also use Millennium Running for these three Jingle Bell runs, December 3rd in Freeport, December 10th in Portsmouth, and December 17th in Concord. We'll get back to Eileen and Catherine shortly, but I want to now bring in our executive director of the Arthritis Foundation of Northern New England. That's Tom Bringle. He's an amazing man because he literally is a one-man band, and he relies on volunteers, and he relies on a great board that we have. But Tom, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're really busy, and before you know it, it'll be December, so I know you're busy planning these events. But tell us what goes into it, and would you also kind of raise the awareness? You know, as you know, you heard me say this a lot at board meetings. I'm astounded when I'm out in the community, and you know, I will say a statistic such as, you know, more people are affected by juvenile arthritis versus juvenile diabetes, and people don't believe me. Then I pull out the fact sheet, and then also kind of some of the points, you know, that Eileen made, that as an adult with some forms of arthritis, adults are really afraid to talk about it because they think, you know, maybe their boss won't accept it. And since, as Eileen mentioned, there may or may not be visible signs of arthritis, people think you're not kind of going for it or whatever. So all those things are something that you and I, we have this vision, the same way we see this sea of pink coming up for the breast cancer walk. We want to see a sea of green for the arthritis. But tell us some of the statistics and how you go about doing your job.
Well, thanks. First of all, thank you, Tom, for having us all here. And we do appreciate all of your support for the Arthritis Foundation. I'm going to answer part two of your question first, and then I'll go back to the first question. But here in New Hampshire, there are over 140,000 doctor-diagnosed cases of arthritis. And arthritis has no boundaries, so it affects people of all ages, all genders, and all ethnicities. So if you think that it doesn't have an impact on our community, then you might want to rethink that, but it really does. I want to address something, though. As Tom mentioned, that juvenile arthritis is unknown. And here in New Hampshire, there are over 1,500 doctor diagnosis cases of juvenile arthritis. And it takes many forms. And the youngest doctor diagnosed case we have here is at age 2. Now, that's a big surprise because everyone thinks that arthritis is just something my grandparents got or something you get when you get older, but it does affect all folks. The Arthritis Foundation's mission here is simply to do one thing, and that is find a cure for arthritis. And that's our sole purpose. And we couldn't do it without all the support that we get from folks like Catherine and Eileen and their families and their friends and coworkers. And we couldn't do it without all of the support that we get from our community as well. Tom, you're our chair and president of our local leadership board, and we do have representation from all walks of life. So it's not just our corporate leaders, it's community leaders as well as the medical profession. So our sole mission is to, again, find a cure. But until we can find that cure, all of the money that we raise here locally in the state of New Hampshire and even in northern New England as a whole, we provide services so that those that are affected by arthritis have support groups, have access to treatments that they wouldn't normally find. So we thank you all for your support.
I think you put it wisely in that we have community leaders, we have nurses, we have folks involved with PT, and we're really getting the message out there. And of course, this is New Hampshire, so I always have to tell the listening audience all the money is going to this, R&D. And there are a lot of other things. Tell us as well, and maybe Catherine can get into it too. But like for example, the camp that we run in the summer.
Okay. Well, we do have a camp that's hosted by our friends at Dartmouth Hitchcock, and the camp takes place up in Fairleigh, Vermont at Camp Dartmouth. And, that camp is solely supported and attended by our youth who have JA. And it's a week-long opportunity for them to experience the outdoors and have a place where they can go and relax and enjoy without having to worry about missing any medical care. They can get their exposure to a treatment that is healthy for them. So we strongly encourage all of our families to participate in that camp experience. At the same time, we also have events for them, specifically for them. Just recently, in March of this year, we had a special JA Day at the Discovery Center over at the New Hampshire Technical Institute at the McCullough Shepherd Space Center. We also have other opportunities coming up for them this fall. Matter of fact, in about 2 weeks, we'll be hosting an event at Great Wolf Lodge in Western Massachusetts, and we hope that the folks will attend. And but there's also an opportunity for parents, and the idea there is for them to share and share experiences that they've had in raising their child, especially for new parents. So we hope that this will continue. And again, the dollars that we raised here goes to support those kinds of things.
So again, one way you can help us, register for the three events, December 3rd in Freeport, December 10th in Portsmouth, December 17th in Concord, www.arthritis.org/New Hampshire. So you mentioned the parents. So let's bring on Catherine's mom here. Come right up. So obviously, you've been very helpful with Catherine with the Wildcats and getting the group, and you've made a lot of fun of it. But out of the three events, but as a mom, what was the most shocking thing? And then how did you, deal with it? I mean, as candid as you want to be. And then, are you now, if a friend or a neighbor comes up with the same situation, have you been able to mentor people on this?
To answer that last question, yes, I've been very fortunate to have been sought out through Tom and other Arthritis Foundation connections, as well as her medical team, when a new family is discovered or diagnosed. There's a handful of us that have been around for a while and been open to helping that next group of parents come in and try to get a handle on the situation and offer advice, help them out, just be a friendly ear, because it really is an unknown thing. And when she was first diagnosed, she was just turned three. She was just a little bitty thing, and we honestly had absolutely no clue what was going on, and we really didn't have an idea of what this diagnosis meant. We knew, like everybody else, we knew the typical classic osteoarthritis that athletes who've been injured or older folks develop over time. But this was absolutely new territory for us. And Catherine has not had an easy road of it, and it has been extraordinarily challenging for her, her healthcare team, and us as her family. So we've used that as a learning experience, and we like to be able to reach out to others and help them with what we've already learned.
That's awesome. Tom, so if someone wanted to, if there's a mom out there or dad listening to this and they think they have a diagnosis, who would they reach out to?
Well, they could start with me, and they could reach out. We're listed in your local Yellow Pages as well, but I'll give you an easy, simple number to reach me direct, since I am a one-man band, as Tom put it. I can be reached at 603-724-6080. Or you can just simply email me at tbringle@arthritis.org. And I'm a good listener as well, and we'll get you pointed in the right direction, whether you need assistance in finding a medical professional, specialist, or a program that might be helpful to you in terms of your treatments. We can surely guide you in the right direction for that.
Great. Thanks, Tom. Catherine and Mom, you guys are awesome, because I'm sure that there are worried parents out there listening to this, so thank you for that. Eileen, let me get back to you. So here you are, you're an adult, and what when this happened to you, this car accident? I mean, what then? Like, was your husband shocked with what everything that transpired from there? How did that all play out?
Oh, it was a difficult scenario, and it changes. It continues to change. We had to just adapt to whatever my pain level was, what my abilities were. We were fortunate to stay together as a couple through all this, and that is beating the odds. Most marriages don't survive, and so we had to change our whole vision of the future, and we've learned to read each other, and my husband often says that he can tell when it's time to go home before I know that it's time to go home.
Oh my God, that's awesome! You guys definitely partner, Catherine and Mom. So, what would if there's a recent diagnosis out there? What's the first piece of advice would you give to a young girl or boy or a mom?
Well, as the parent of this situation, I would say reach out to the Arthritis Foundation, reach out to whoever Tom suggests you contact, because you're going to need support. Go to the best experts you can find. Pediatric rheumatologists are extraordinarily hard to come by in our area. When Catherine was diagnosed, there weren't any. We go to Boston Children's Hospital. We are from Southern Maine, and we have one now in the whole entire state of Maine. But it is a completely different disease in pediatric population than adult. So find the pediatric rheumatologist and travel.
Thank you. This has been so awesome information. Catherine, thank you for your courage as well. We're so happy that you've joined us, and I'm going to get to see you at three races. So you've heard the statistics. In New Hampshire alone, 140,000 cases of doctor-diagnosed arthritis, 1,500 of whom are juvenile arthritis. So I'm pleading for everybody. Let's get the biggest turnouts ever. December 3rd in Freeport, Maine. December 10th, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. December 17th, Concord, New Hampshire. Arthritis.org. We're going to have the greatest trifecta. And if you go on the website, you'll see that if you do all three races, there's a nice competition there. Eileen and Catherine, thank you for joining me this weekend, as well as Mr. Tom Bringle, one-man band.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to see everybody in December. Again, arthritis.org. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.